This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Fred, you ready for the doghouse?
I think so.
Let's go.
Who's in the doghouse?
You did what last night?
Who's in the doghouse?
You are such a liar.
Who's in the doghouse?
You're in the doghouse with me, buddy.
Who's in the doghouse?
I can't wait to hear this one. This is the first time ever Fred has told a doghouse story on this radio program.
I mean, that's not to say that we haven't had our share of doghouses, but this one really got me over the weekend.
I can't wait to hear. What do you got?
All right. So last week, my Michael and I realized that our television in the bedroom was only giving audio.
Okay.
So I was on the phone with Comcast for hours trying to find a human. I ended up going to two different cable stores, got new boxes, still nothing.
Tried everything.
Got the TV people, and they broke my heart and said, yeah, you probably never just need a new TV. And so I was here last week, so I texted him and I was like, hey, how big is that TV in the bedroom? Because I'm going to order one. And it took a minute and he came back and he was like, yeah, 32 inches. And I was like, oh, all right. I just, you know, went ahead and shopped and researched and found the fanciest, best 32-inch TV I could get. It was coming on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
In the rain, I'm waiting for the TV. And then it got there and I was like, this looks kind of dinky. And I brought the TV in and I held it up to the old TV and I was like, the TV seems like it's tiny.
Oh,
and
no.
I was so mad.
Wrong size?
I was like, where'd you get the measurements for the TV? Because it
where'd
seems
you get 32
a little...
from?
And he was like, I saw it on the TV. So anyway, I was so mad. I almost returned the TV, but I did set it up. But he didn't cop to anything. Like, he wasn't
apologetic.
He was like, why didn't you measure it?
So he gave you the wrong size. What is the size of the
it
TV?
It was a 40-inch TV.
He said 32. You bought a 32.
I bought a 32.
Difference.
Now you have a small TV. No!
And, I mean, I have a small TV that's going to be in the bedroom now for like a while.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're stuck with this now.
I was so upset. And I was like, I actually was chasing him with the old TV monitor going, where'd you see the 32? I don't see a 32. Where'd you see the 32? But he still didn't cop to it. He was like, look at, if you wanted to get the measurements right, you should have measured. And I, in my mind, I'm like, I probably should have measured it myself.
But
I was trusting what you told me to be the truth.
I'm irritated with this.
I feel
this
like
story.
He does belong in the draw code.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to agree with you, Fred. I love Michael.
Yep.
But he should have measured the TV, giving
yeah,
you the...
Yeah, or at least say I'm not measuring. I'm guessing it's 32.
He should have given you the right number because you were buying a new TV.
And I
bought it. You're stuck with that TV?
I know.
You could have had a 60-inch on that
wall. All right, let's, Greg, you know what?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I make it worse.
This is a tough one.
You little...
I'm going to have to say no doghouse.
And why?
Explain yourself.
I'm going to try my best here, Michael. It's because he did his best. He said 32. I think he fully believed that it was 32. I don't think he meant to do one that was the wrong size.
All right. You say no doghouse.
No doghouse,
I say doghouse. Not up to us. Up to you.
I want to hear what people have to say.
Yeah, 931-1234. Is Michael in the doghouse or not? Call us here at Mix.
Not in the doghouse. Only because when you're doing TVs or computer monitors, you do diagonal. So you go from the top left to the bottom right. I go from the top right to the bottom left. You're dyslexic. instead of going straight across.
Yeah, but he didn't measure it at all. He didn't measure it.
I think he just guessed.
Oh, but even still, it's 34, if the old one's like 34, like, but if you go left to right,
it
might be 41.
So you say no doghouse.
No doghouse.
All right, hi, Mix, you're next. Go ahead.
Doghouse.
Right?
Yep. Why? Because he knew Fred was ordering it. He should have double-checked.
Right. You know what they say, right? Measure twice, cut once.
I'm with you, Freddy.
Thank you, honey. I agree.
He knew that it was important.
Right.
And he should have got something.
Tape measure, hello.
So you say doghouse.
Absolutely. And Freddy, I love you. Return it and get the one you want.
Maybe I will.
Hi, Mix. What do you say, doghouse or not?
I say doghouse. He should have had the common sense to measure the TV.
Right.
And my name is Cheryl. Say it on the thing. Yes.
Cheryl, you say doghouse without a doubt.
Without a doubt. He's excellent. Common sense. You measure the damn TV.
Thank you. All right. You got the final say. What do you say?
I say doghouse. I have a hot take.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think he goes in the doghouse for not measuring. I think he goes in the doghouse for saying you should have done it yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because he didn't cop to, as Fred said. I made a mistake. He just kind of went, whoa.
Right. He got defensive and turned it back on Freddy.
Yep, flipped the script.
So doghouse.
Joy of my life.
Doghouse.
Yeah, he's in the doghouse for both, you know, for kind of flipping the script and also for, yeah, what's up?
No.
I have a lot of my girlfriends who are 100% with me writing capital letters doghouse.
Yeah, exactly. 80% of the people that checked in. I'm surprised it wasn't 100%. 80% of the people said, yeah, Michael, you are in the doghouse.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you have a story you'd like to share, 931-1234, call us here at Mix. Love to help you out.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.